Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wild Wormhole. It's been a minute, but me and Jay are here, and we're going to talk some Keyforge with you. D-House couldn't be with us tonight because he is at a Chainbound event, and he actually...
He actually
doesn't even know that we're recording this. So
this is so awesome. I'm so excited to see what he says when this goes to his podcast feed.
This is the secret episode because it is a secret from D-House.
So nobody told
me. And Jim, the new official co-host.
Oh yeah, we can't forget about Jim, who said he could take Mike, he said he could take me, but can't take Mike. He ain't seen us in real life.
That's true. I'm probably about 6 inches shorter than you.
If not a whole foot. At least.
Man, but a lot has happened since the last time we talked about Keyforge. It turns out a new set came out called Age of Ascension, which is news to us, but not news to anybody else. I'm just kidding. It's not news to us. We just didn't play any of it.
What's this new purple thing coming out? This purple,
yeah,
it's
called the purple set, and there's a new house called the purple house, and that's
nice.
Like the whole thing.
Bunch of lizards and stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's the purple house.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so I've been getting pretty hyped for Keyforge, and I think you have been as well, Jay. The new set looks to be pretty awesome. I like the new stuff that they're doing with it. The anomaly cards are super cool. They're coming out with a lot of new keywords, which is really interesting. For a set, there's like three new keywords in one set. Which is a lot, but they're, you know, pushing the boundaries of what they can do with the game, which is awesome. And there's new, you know, like OP stuff that you and I haven't really talked about, and there's just a ton of crazy stuff. But more important than all that, because I'm sure you guys will hear about that, and you've heard about all that already from everybody else. You got a couple Worlds Collide starter decks, and we're gonna open some of those for you guys.
Oh yeah,
right now.
I'm actually doing that as we speak. Can you hear it?
Oh, I can hear the crinkling. It's getting me excited. It's getting me excited.
I might need a pocket knife.
It's not as good as like the smell of new cards, but the sound of new cards is still fantastic.
All right, thanks. All right, so let's go ahead and let's just get started.
Let's just dive
so
right
one,
into it. Yeah. All right. This is going to be the whole episode, guys. It's just going to be these new decks.
We're not going to talk about Keyforge at all. We're just going to open the decks. Not even going to say anything about them. I'm just going to open them. No, this one, I can't pronounce its name. You go. But it's got the new house in it. One of the new houses, Star Alliance.
Nice.
And it has one of them fancy NARPS brew things in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one where like it makes another creature buff.
Yeah. Nice. So this is gonna be pretty sweet. All right. So we'll start with that house that's in Braubnar. All right. So NARPS brew. If you don't know what it does, give a creature 2+1 power counters, but it also buffs another card in the house by, I think, 2 power.
I think so. I think so.
All right. So the card that I got, this is so awesome. It's actually Mega NARP. So it's NARP's brew, and it's the NARP character that it goes with.
That's awesome.
This dude looks so sick. He's got like 2 chainsaws in his hands.
How can
this
you beat
awesome.
That?
he's got 10 power.
Whoa.
With one armor.
Dang.
And his ability is Mega NARP's neighbors cannot reap.
Oh wow, weird.
Yeah.
That's super interesting. So he's just a huge dude who can just like soak up a bunch of damage and wants to fight everybody, but he also wants his neighbors to fight people too.
Right. And I can play his brew and get him up to 12 power.
That's a lot of power.
That's a lot of damage. Flex Seal ain't gonna fix that.
Nope.
All right. Since we got a lot to go through, I'll go through the rest of these rather hastily. The floor is lava. It's an artifact. Also, just so everyone knows, we're gonna link pictures of all these in the description. So if you want to follow along while we talk about them, you can go check them out. The floor is lava. At the start of your turn, deal 1 damage to a friendly creature and 1 damage to an enemy creature.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. It's an artifact.
Oh, nice. So you can kind of do that repeatedly?
Yeah, just at the start of your turn. It just happens. Always, yeah, three damage. Nice. Or one damage to both creatures.
That's cool. Pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, Nagi, Smart Fist. Fight. Draw two cards. Discard two random cards from your hand. Okay.
How much power?
5 power.
Nice.
It looks cool.
That's some good cycle. If you like call Brobnar and you know use that guy, you can potentially draw into more Brobnar cards to play.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. All right, Slimmy Jark. Skirmish, elusive, 1 power. Fight. Enrage the creature. Slimmy Jark fights. What does Enrage do again?
Enrage is like you put a token on it, and then while it has the token, the only thing it can do like is fight. And then after you fight, cool. You remove the Enrage counter.
That's sick. I like
that. I think that's one of the, like, there aren't very many Brobnar creatures that have, did you say that had Skirmish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was thinking Elusive. But
it's got Elusive, too.
Oh, it does. Wow, yeah, okay. So, like, Elusive is not very common in Brobnar. That's a really cool card.
Yeah,
Is that a rare?
It is not. It's an uncommon.
Nice.
The first three were rares. The four is Lava, Narp's Brew, and then Narp's Mega Narp were all rares. Or whatever the special icon is.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is Little Rapskull. Like, almost Rascal, but it's got a P. Okay. It's 2 power. It's elusive, so another elusive Brobnar. Creatures must fight when used, if able. So that's for both sides.
That's just a, like, everybody has Enrage all the time.
Yeah. And I have 2 of those in this deck.
Wow. I like the way that your deck is shaping up, because it's just like your deck just wants to fight, like, all the time. Like, your Norp guy wants to fight and wants everybody else to fight, and, like, that guy wants people to fight. So hopefully the rest of the deck wants to fit that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Flame Wake Shaman, 4 power, and when you play her, deal 2 damage to a creature. So that's pretty cool. Okay. I always like the play abilities, especially when they do damage to get past those elusive skirmish people.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior's Refrain, this is an action. Play, stun each creature with 3 power or lower. That's pretty good in this deck, considering every card that I've seen has been pretty
beefy.
Beefy, yeah. All right, artifact called Ire Staff. Enrage a creature, give that creature +1 power counter. So I can enrage my own guy and make him super strong, just keep doing that, and then they just always fight.
Is that an artifact with an action?
Yeah.
Nice, that's super cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Every time you call Brobnar, you just get like an additional power on somebody.
And, right.
Like, if you have those guys that are next to your Norp or whatever, like...
They're going
to
be fighting.
Yeah, they're going to be fighting anyway, so giving them the Enrage counter doesn't really do anything bad. And, well, does it say any creature or friendly creature?
Any creature. So
yeah, you can do that to your opponent, too. So, like, you can stop them from reaping.
Yeah.
That's a really, really interesting card. I like that a lot.
We got a Grok.
Grok?
5 power creature. Your opponent loses 1 when you fight with them. I think he was in the previous set as well.
Oh, well, we wouldn't know because we didn't play it.
Gengar Chieftain, 5 power.
I remember him.
Fight. Yep, that guy. That guy again.
I remember that one.
So we got one of those. All right, we're going to go on into the Star Alliance.
Beautiful.
All right, the first one is Encounter Suit. It's an upgrade. After an action is played, but before it resolves, ward this creature. Now, remind the good people what ward means.
By the good people, you mean you, right?
Yeah.
So if it has a ward counter and it would take damage or be destroyed, it loses the ward counter instead. I'm pretty sure. Let me double check on that.
I could probably get one of these rule books out, but I'm not gonna do that.
That's way too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm pulling up the article right now because it's pretty easy to find.
So I'll keep going.
Yeah. Wait. I have it right here. So ward is when it would be damaged or leave play. You instead discard the ward counter and the creature lives.
Nice.
Yeah. So, that's like, awesome. If you ward an elusive creature, like, they're really hard to kill.
Yeah, and this one is after an action is played, either side, but before it resolves, you ward this guy.
Wow. So he's just going to be warded crazy. All the time.
Yeah.
And it's like before it's played? Like, or before the action is resolved?
After an action is played, but before it resolves.
That's cool. So, like, he can't be damaged by action cards, basically.
Yeah, or killed anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And this is a rare, and it's got like this fish-looking dude and a space suit. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
All right, the next one's another upgrade, and this one is really cool too. This creature gains fight reap. You may stun a creature.
Oh, that's powerful.
That's super good. The next one is Helmsman Spears. It's a 2-power creature, human. Fight reap. Discard any number of cards from your hand. Draw a card for each card discarded this way.
I like that. That's nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you just get to filter through your hand like crazy.
And draw that same time.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So if you have...
I would even play... I mean, you have to play the cards that you have, but I would think that it would still be good if you could just discard as many cards as you wanted. Like, that is still good. But then you also get to replace those cards and potentially play them.
Yeah, that's sick. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Zap. Cosmic Zap. Have you ever played Cosmic Encounter?
I've not ever played that game, but I've heard that it's really good.
It's good, and there's a card in there called Cosmic Zap, and it just stops anything that happens in the game. So, like, if someone's ability happens, you can just Cosmic just Zap and you cancel it. Yeah.
Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, a Nope and Exploding Kittens. All right, the Zap is an action. Play. Deal 1 damage to a creature for each house represented among creatures in play. That's on both sides. Oh, so wow. Potentially so up 6. To 6.
Anywhere from 1 to 6 damage. Nice. Does it give you any amber when you play it?
Yeah, a lot of these give an amber, and I just haven't said it.
Nice. Yeah, we'll have to count it up at the end how many amber symbols there are.
All right. Stealth mode is an action. Play. Your opponent cannot play action cards during their next turn.
Great.
That's pretty cool. There's 2 of those in this deck.
Wow, that's brutal.
That's like, isn't Scrambler Storm the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or something similar?
Yeah.
All right. Science Officer Kincan. Alien, Proximan, and Scientist. He's a 2-power creature. He's got Elusive. And it says, after a player chooses an active house, which matches no cards in play, steal an amber.
You got to read that again.
After a player chooses an active house which matches no cards in play, steal an amber.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Which is like
that he seems really good at early game. Like if you play him on like your like the first couple rounds before your opponent has like played, you know, like that, you know, all, like a bunch of stuff. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I feel like that'll
be a fun card to play around with.
Yeah. All right, red alert. Play. If there are more enemy creatures than friendly creatures, deal damage to each enemy creature equal to the difference.
That's cool. Wait. So,
like, if there's more enemy than friendly.
So, like, if you have no creatures and your opponent has like a board of like 8 dudes, like you probably damage. Just board wipe them.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's really cool.
It's to each enemy creature. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
That's
good.
Really cool.
That's way better than I originally read it. I thought it was to 1, but it's to each enemy creature. Holy cow, that's crazy good. All right. Explore Rover. It's like Explorer, but a rover. All right.
Mm-hmm.
3-power creature. Skirmish. Explore. I can't even pronounce it because it's such a bad pun. Explore Rover. May be played as an upgrade instead of a creature.
That's
with the
cool.
Text, this creature gains skirmish.
Huh. I like there the flexibility.
Go. Do you also add the power as well, or?
I wouldn't think so.
No?
Yeah, if it said it gains +3 power and skirmish, I'd believe it, but I don't think it's built just into the rules that
gotcha. Yeah. All right, Commander Chan. 4 power, fight reap. Use another friendly creature. Sweet. So we have another Commander Remuel or whatever that dude's name was. cloaking dongle. It looks exactly like a pit boy.
Nice.
This creature in each of its neighbors gains elusive, and this is an upgrade.
Sweet.
All right, last one in the new house. Hazardous 3. It's a 4-power creature with Hazardous 3. Armsmaster Melina. Each of Armsmaster Alina neighbors gains Hazardous 3.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. All right, we're getting down into Untamed, which is what the last house in this deck is. We got Bramble Linux, Skirmish, 3-power. If you have used a creature to reap this turn, Bramble Linux enters play ready. And it's Lynx, not Linux.
Like Bramble like Lynx. The cat?
Yeah, Lynx.
Nice.
So it comes in ready if you get to reap with a creature that turn. That's pretty
cool. That's always nice. And it has Skirmish, you said?
Yeah.
Nice. So you can pop it in and attack with it right away if you reaped before. Or you can just reap with it again and get another Amber.
Yeah. Here's a rare. It's an artifact called Creed of Nurturer. Omni, sacrifice this artifact. If you do, reveal a creature from your hand and choose a creature in play. For the remainder of the turn, the chosen creature gains the text box of the revealed creature.
Whoa, that's wild.
All right, let's read through that again for the good people. If you do, reveal a creature from your hand and choose a creature in play. For the remainder of the turn, the chosen creature gains a text box of the revealed creature. Interesting.
Yeah, so like
I can't immediately think of like a good pairing for that.
If you have a card in your hand that has like a really good like play or like fight / reap ability.
Yeah.
Like you can basically use the creature that you have in play and then
to be that creature.
Yeah, like to act as that creature. So like imagine like you have a Witch of the Eye or something like that.
Yeah, that'd like, be super good.
Yeah,
like, but it's also Omni.
So right. Yeah. So you can do it on any turn. That's crazy. You have to sacrifice it though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do. Yeah, but you get a one time like, you know, thing. As long as you have a creature in play, you can do it. Which is, I like that because there's a lot of creatures that are like insanely powerful, but like they never survive. Mm-hmm. So this kind of gives you a chance to use them. Without having to actually play them and make them stick. Yeah.
All right. We still got 3 decks. I got to hurry. Speed this along.
Well, maybe we'll just do this one deck and we can post the other decks.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Lodon. This is action. If there are 3 or more untamed creatures in your discard pile, gain 2 amber. Shuffle each untamed creature from your discard pile into your deck. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Get 2 amber pretty, and it gives you an amber, so you basically get 3.
Wow.
All right, a creature, 5-power, Gebuk. G-E-B-U-K.
Gebuk.
All right. Destroyed. Discard the top card of your deck. If it is a creature, after Gebuk leaves play, put that creature into play in Gebuk's position in the battle line.
That's nice. It seems like you have a lot of creatures in that deck, too.
Yeah, tons of them. Fangtooth Cavern, it's an artifact. At the end of your turn, destroy the least powerful creature.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's not likely to be you with all those big
Brobnar
and Untamed guys.
All right. Unsuspecting Prey. Deal 2. It's an action. Play. Deal 2 damage to up to 3 undamaged creatures.
Cool.
That's sick. 3 creatures getting 2 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Tandalin only deals 2 damage when fighting. Discard a random card from your opponent's archive when you fight with them. That's from previous set.
I've seen that guy before too.
Song of the Wild. Play for the remainder of the turn. Each friendly creature gains reap. Gain an amber.
Oh wow!
So you can get a ton.
You get so much of amber.
Like Untamed needed that. All right, Molefin, a 3-power creature, Hazardous 3. After Amber is stolen from you, deal 1 damage to each enemy creature for each stolen Amber. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good little balance for all the stealing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one is one we're super unfamiliar with. It's called Key Charge.
Oh, wow. Just you have so Key Charge in that deck?
There's a Key Charge, dog.
Dang, that's pretty sweet.
Just for all the people that don't know what that does, play, lose an amber. If you do, you may forge a key at current cost.
Dang, dude, like that pairs really well with the Song of the Wild or whatever that was.
Yeah, holy super crap. Well.
You just like reap with like three creatures and you're there pretty much.
Yep, and then the next two cards make it even better, okay? The next two cards are the same card.
Okay.
It's called Imprinted Murmuk. And it's exactly the same, except instead of making your opponent's keys cost +2, it makes yours cost -1.
Whoa.
Yep. Okay. It's elusive, same thing, 3 power, same thing. It just says your keys cost -1 amber.
It's elusive?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think the normal one was elusive. That's actually really sweet.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm going to look it up right now.
But there's two of them. So if you get both of these out
really
and
cool.
You can play that other thing and play the Key Charge, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, yeah, so the original Murmuk is just a 3 power. Your opponent's keys cost +1.
It doesn't have elusive. Trash.
So that's, wow, dang, dude.
Garbage.
Like, yeah, that's, can you just imagine good. Like the turn where you play like Imprinted Murmuk, Murmuk, and then Key Charge? Like, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's, I like that a lot. That's pretty sick.
Wow. Oh, okay, so count up the number of creatures and then count up the number of amber.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 creatures.
Nice.
That's how, I don't know what average is for that.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it's slightly more than half your deck, so that's, it seems cool. It seems like your deck wants a lot of creatures with the cards that are in it, which is always nice when you don't.
And 11
like
of the cards. 11 of 11 the cards give you amber? Produce amber.
Okay. Yeah. But do any of them produce more than one?
No.
Okay.
They're all just one. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I have no idea at this point like what a good
what
number
average is
for there.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sure some of you guys do.
Somebody does.
At least one person listening to this knows.
I'm just quickly looking to see if any of these decks
have anomalies.
Anomaly or anything like that.
Yeah.
This other deck has two of the special icons.
It isn't another brew or no?
No, it is not.
Oh, interesting.
I have a, what's the, I have one legacy.
Oh, sweet.
It's a headhunter.
Headhunter, okay.
That's but.
Mm-hmm.
I can crack open and see what these two special cards are real quick if we want.
Sure. What are they called?
Let me open them. One is called Demon's Bane,
mm-hmm.
and one is called Kincan's Blaster.
Okay, interesting.
This one actually has Saurian and Star Alliance
Whoa,
in it.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Extra
yeah,
new
I
stuff.
Like that.
And then does it have, what's the third house?
Dis.
Dis, okay.
The Demon's Bane. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Let me get this guy.
Yeah, let's hear
we
it.
Can do one Saurian house. We might as well.
Okay.
All right. This is the Kincan's Blaster. This is in Star Alliance. It gives you an amber, and it's an upgrade. This creature gains Fight Reap. You may deal 2 damage to a creature or attach Kincan's Blaster to Science Officer Kincan.
Oh, that's cool.
You may deal 2 damage to a creature or attach this. Okay. And then it also has, after you attach Kincan's Blaster to Science Officer Kincan, you may archive a creature and play.
Hmm.
And I have 2 Science Officer Kincans in here.
Oh, cool. Nice. So it's like her weapon. Like,
yeah.
That's awesome that's a thing.
Let me see if it's a her or a he.
Yeah, or...
Oh, it's a alien.
Oh,
I can't
perfect.
Tell if it's a her or a he. But... So that's cool.
Nice.
There you go. All right, let's see what this
Demon's Bane is.
It's an action, destroy a demon creature.
Weird. I wonder, like, what made that pop up, like, in that deck.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have, like, any demons in your deck that, like, really want to be destroyed or something?
Let's see. I have a key to this. That's not a demon. This one's a demon, but it's just fight, reap, capture, and amber.
Mm.
This one's a demon. Oh, here you go.
Okay.
Harbinger of Doom. It's got 3 armor and 2 power, but it says when destroyed, destroy each creature.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
So I guess that's why you would play it.
Right. So you can destroy it so that it destroys everything else.
Yeah. And then I have 3 not finished with use.
What's that one?
Which is the thing. Shuffle any number of creatures from your discard pile onto your deck.
Mm.
That's kind of trash, but I guess if you destroy each creature.
Yeah, if you destroy each creature enough times, because you have the key to dis in there also, right? So it's like,
yeah.
If you do enough board wipes, you're going to want to keep cycling them back into your deck.
That doesn't seem like a super good combo for it to be a special, but, you know. Oh, well. Might be cool.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to go through the Saurian house real fast?
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll do it real quick. All right, this is a creature called Primus Ungus. 5 power, 1 defense. I actually feel like I said that right, but I probably didn't. Each friendly creature gains +2 power for each amber on Primus Ungus. Reap, exalt Primus Ungus. So, each friendly creature, that's a lot if you get 2 on them.
Yeah. Do you remember what exalt does?
Yeah, it puts an amber on the creature.
That's cool. It's a really interesting mechanic. I have no idea whether or not it's going to be good. Because all that amber is going to go to your opponent when those creatures die.
This next creature. He's 11 power, 2 armor.
Oh.
Grimluckus Dux. He's got taunt, but when you play him, you exalt him twice.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're giving 2 amber away to get an 11 power creature, which almost doesn't feel that good in this game, considering how easily you can kill a creature with an action.
Yeah.
But if they don't have that ability to do that,
some decks have a really hard time dealing with that. But then other ones, it's like super super easy.
Yeah. All right, Library of Polysaurus. Polyosaurus? Yeah, Polyosaurus. Location, it's an artifact. Move 1 amber from a friendly creature to your pool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That works really well with exalted. Yeah. And unfortunately, only have 1, but that's super good.
Mm-hmm.
Therocentaurian. Play, fight, capture 1 amber. And he's got 6 power, 1 armor.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Spiral is an artifact. Action, exalt a friendly creature, ready and use that creature.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Giving your opponent an amber. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you, like, if you have this library out with the Golden Spiral, you can do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then make it so that you just...
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Ready a creature. Yeah, that's really cool.
And gain an amber out of it.
Does it just say ready and use a creature? Is that it?
Yeah, that creature.
Got it. Well, but can you do it on any kind of creature?
Yeah, you can exalt any friendly creature.
Oh, cool. And then, nice. So it doesn't have to be a Saurian guy.
Right.
Very cool.
The next one is Senator Shrix, 4 power creature with 1 armor. You may spend amber on Senator Shrix as if it were in your pool. That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got play, reap, you may exalt Senator Shrix.
Wow, that's super good. So, like, you just put all of your, like, exalt amber on that guy, and then just spend it as your amber. That's really cool.
Oh, that's such a sick, like mechanic, how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you can also, when you reap with this creature, it gets exalted. Mm-hmm. So you can exalt like to ready and use, and then reap again and to exalt it again. And that's like three amber right there that you can just use for your pool.
That, yeah.
Unless someone kills him.
Dang.
On their, unless they kill him on their turn.
I think that's
the trick.
Is that five amber? Like if you, is it play?
All right, so.
Like if when you reap with it, it'll be three amber on him. Because you reap with it, you get an amber for yourself, and then you put one on him. And then you use the other thing to put one on him and ready him. And then you reap again, you get an amber for yourself and put one on him. So that's like five amber that you get to spend on your keys unless your opponent kills him.
Right.
That's really like very, very, very high risk, high reward.
Yeah. And what's funny is I have two of those golden spirals and two of those creatures.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty sweet.
Very cool.
And if you have the library out, it's a little less risk because you can immediately just move one of those
to your pool. Mm-hmm.
All right, Phalanx Strike action. Play, choose a creature, deal one damage to it for each friendly creature. You may exalt a friendly creature to repeat the preceding effect.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Odoak, I don't even know. five power creature. Play, capture an amber, and while this creature has amber on it, Amber cannot be stolen.
Nice.
That's cool. Next one's a Imperial Shield upgrade. This creature gets +2 armor and gains destroyed. Move each amber on this creature to the common supply.
Boom. There you go. That's
if you exalt a bunch, then you can just move all that amber straight back to the supply. No one gets
your insurance policy.
Yeah. Brutaudan Auxiliary. It's a creature, 6 power. Taunt, hazardous too.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Cool.
Just a beefy guy.
Yeah.
And there you go. That is all of the Saurian stuff.
Nice. That's super cool. I really like the exalt mechanic. It's like so many interesting decisions and so many opportunities for me to screw up.
Definitely. And they work. It all works so well together. It's pretty cool. I like it. I really like these new houses. These are sweet.
They're awesome. I like. It kind of feels Sanctum-y in that it's just like big guys that are capturing amber and that are like making your opponent's life difficult for them. But it just seems so much cooler than Sanctum to me.
Yeah, I think it was a good replacement for Sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was a good choice to remove Sanctum because these guys,
they feel pretty similar.
Yeah. And they're the same. They're almost even the same theme, just lizards instead of humans.
Right, and they're like Roman centurions instead of like knights. They're like soldiers, but it's like kinda, it's very, very similar.
Yeah, totally agree.
Like
with that.
Like if the exalt mechanic was in Sanctum instead, like I would not bat an eye.
Yeah. I think I like the Saurians better, and I really like Sanctum.
Yeah. Super cool. I mean, plus they're dinosaurs and togas, so
yeah, you know, exactly.
You win right there.
And I used to there's this RPG called Titan's Grave that Will Wheaton did, and it has Saurians in that as like classes or race you can play. So I knew who Saurians were before this.
Gotcha.
So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
But there you go. Cool. That is the deck. Two decks anyway.
Yeah. Have you opened the third one?
Yeah, all four of them I've cracked open.
You didn't get any anomalies?
No anomalies, I can tell, but one legacy.
Get better at opening decks, man.
I know, dude. It sucks.
You got to work on that.
I'm pretty happy that I got the, what was his name again? The special thing. Narp and his brew.
Yeah, that's
Mega
really
Narp,
cool.
Narp's brew.
Mm-hmm.
And that deck seemed pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked to play this now.
Yeah.
And we have a Chainbound event tomorrow, so I'm going to go and be like, look, I'll scan in a regular deck, but I'm playing one of these Worlds Collide decks. I'll just concede all of my games so you guys can get the wins.
Yeah.
Just let me play
this. I don't think anybody would argue. Maybe the TO, not. But
Yeah.
Just have them look the other way.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I won't tell FFG, okay?
No.
These aren't even supposed to be out yet. These are black market. Right? I had to, you know, you don't want to know what I had to do to get these decks.
I certainly don't.
I had to drive 30 minutes to go to Target, okay?
That is quite the story.
They actually had more there, too. So the guy was putting them out as I got there.
Wow.
And he was putting out four of them, and they had already put two away for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they had six of them. I was tempted to get all six of them, but that's
$150. Yeah, that's a little expensive.
Yeah.
For
it worked out perfectly, though, because I never bought a starter to begin with, so mm-hmm. I didn't have any of the tokens.
Oh, well, perfect.
So now I have two sets of tokens that I can use.
Mm-hmm.
At least, like, I at least needed the power tokens. I had damage stuff from Destiny,
yeah,
like, and all that crap, but I didn't have stun tokens or power tokens or anything like that to mm-hmm. use. So.
Well, and you get ward tokens and then rage tokens in this one, too, which is really cool.
Oh, sick. Yeah, so I needed all that stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. Now I have it for two players.
Yeah.
So
it's perfect.
Worked out perfectly.
That's awesome.
And just so we can reemphasize, nobody tell David about this podcast.
Yeah, special because shout he out doesn't to D-House.
We love you, man.
Yep.
I'm sorry we had to do it to you. April Fools. Funny joke. This wouldn't be me recording if I didn't say like trash or resource EDs or something like that. So I'll throw a couple of resource deities. Yeah, resource deities, trash, stank tooth.
You gotta make
Chris still ugly. He got long hair now. Have you seen Chris?
No, I haven't talked to Chris in a little while.
His hair is longer than Jesus's hair.
Wow,
it's ridiculous. He needs to cut that trash.
I think you're going to have to come up with some jargon for Keyforge.
Yeah, some amber ditties.
Yeah, yeah.
Some amber.
That took a lot of effort.
I'll come up with something. I'll come up with something.
All right. I'm waiting.
next podcast.
Next time.
Oh, we have to have a King Potato.
You didn't
get a King Potato.
No.
But yeah. this one might can be. So this deck's name is Colorfully Dirty Tessa.
Oh, wow. She's colorfully dirty? She's not just normal dirty?
It's just not just normal.
All right.
Colorfully Dirty Tessa.
All right. I like that. That's a great name.
I already don't like this deck because it has three bad pennies in it. Why is bad penny in three sets in? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, that's a good question. That is way too many bad pennies.
Three sets in, and I'm getting three bad pennies still? Trash. And no, there's a too much to protect, but no bait and switch.
Well, the too much to protect is better than bait and switch now, so you're okay.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a World's Collide deck?
Yeah.
All right, well, you gave away one of the houses, so it's at least Shadows.
Yeah.
So let's say.
Oh yeah, you had to pick.
Yeah, I gotta guess, man. That's the whole thing. Shadows. I'm just gonna pick all the like dirty houses. So
okay.
Let's go Shadows, Disp. I'm gonna go super like on the nose and say Shadows, Disp, Untamed, because Untamed is like nature and nature's dirty.
Well, the only one you got right is the one Shadows. That I told you. It's Bravnar and Saurian.
Okay.
So there you go.
Oh, is that not one of the two that we just went over, right?
No.
Okay, cool. I don't feel like a complete idiot.
All of my decks have at least one of the new houses.
That's awesome.
Two of them have both Star Alliance and Saurian.
Wow. The dream.
So that's
right there.
Cool. But then it's like the two decks that I didn't open both have Shadows, and both of this one has three bad pennies, the other one has two. I hate
they had to balance it out because Shadows is too good, so they just give you bad cards with it.
It's just garbage now. all together. Might as well not even
trash decks. Go burn them.
I'm gonna throw these away.
Yeah, throw them in the garbage.
I'm not giving them away. That's too good for the podcast. I'm throwing them away.
All right, let's play this out. Thank you everybody for listening. Special shout out to D House. We love you. Yeah, you can find The Wild Wormhole anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review if you enjoy the show. And we'll catch you next time, maybe with D House and Jim next time.
Sick.
Anything you got to say to the fine folks, Jay?
Trash Source Rex. See y'all later.
See ya.